Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I greet you in the name of God, our Father, God, his Son, God, his Holy Spirit. I pray all is well with you all throughout God's beautiful earth. Wherever you are in the world, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Let us humble ourselves as we go before the throne of God in prayer. Thank you, Lord God. Most gracious and merciful Father, we come before you in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, Yahshua, the HaMashiach, Lord God. Bow down, let of the Holy Spirit to give you all the honor, glory, and praise, to give you thanks, Lord God, for the breath of life that you breathe into our bodies on a daily basis, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We humbly ask for forgiveness of our sins and our unrighteousness. Lord God, we thank you for the many blessings made before us and given to us and our families, Lord God. We pray for healing in the earth, Lord God. We pray for comfort, Lord God, and peace, Lord God. Let your will be done, Father God. Father God, we pray for those that are out in the earth right now, Father God, worshiping darkness and evil, Lord God. Father God, we speak against evil, Father God. We pray that people will see your marvelous light. Father God, cover your children, Lord God, that are following darkness led by untruth, Lord God, and disbeliefs of things that they are not told the truth about. Lord God, cover this ministry, Lord God, Breaking Chains, Sacred Words, our nonprofit, Young Adults Talking, everyone that are affiliated, Lord God, all of your servants that are working in the earth, Lord God. Father God, let your spirit rain down on us tonight, Lord God. Let us be removed, Lord God, and your Holy Spirit take reign, Lord God. We pray for those that are sick, Lord God, mentally, physically, spiritually, Lord God, that they'll be healed by your Holy Spirit, Lord God. Father God, we honor you, glorify you, and praise you, Lord God. Bless us and lead us and guide us. In the name of your Son, Yahshua the HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, all of God's children all throughout the earth say amen, amen, and amen. My brothers and sisters, comfort in the basking of his presence and allow his Holy Spirit to come in right now. Call on him. We need him.
Some people have seen where God has brought you from. They don't really understand it. They don't know your story.
Cannot imagine.
Cannot imagine.
Pain, the trials.
The pain, the trials I had to endure.
You don't know.
You don't know my story. You don't know the day he came.
I was at my lowest.
At my lowest. My story. my testimony. Bringing me out. You think you know, but let me tell it.
Life and favor on me.
God, thank you for your mercy.
God of mercy.
And you love me. Life and favor.
Life and favor upon me.
Oh, how wondrous.
Oh, how wonderful.
God is my story.
Life and favor.
Life and favor
upon me.
Believe my real testimony. Can't imagine. Some people, they walked out on me and they gave up on me, said I wouldn't make it, but God brought me out.
All the things I've done.
If you only knew, you'd understand why I praise like this. Come on, can we take it up?
I'm delivered.
I'm delivered.
Here is my story.
Yeah.
Breaking Chains, a special assignment podcast, YAT Radio. You ready? Let's do it for the glory of God. Give him all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Let's break chains. YAT Radio, let's get him, y'all.
G-G-O-O-N-N.
Let's go.
G-G-O-O-N-N.
Let's go.
You know what time it is.
O-O-N-N.
Let's go.
Everything in the rear view is in the rear view. I'm moving forward.
Around.
Everybody on your feet, let's go.
Ain't no more playing around, man, I gotta live.
been on the block just to make a knot. Make a money back, then you flip a bird again. Man, we need to start these evil ways and get away from the evil players. But first we need to start recognizing what we're doing. Repeating the sins that can be today. Don't let another day pass you by, cause another day, man, I pass you by. Ain't gon' lie, but the lobby gon' be on the front row with a fresh suit inside. To the flesh, man, we need to die. Kinda like a spiritual homicide. It's a miracle to testify. I know that I shouldn't even much be alive. That's why I be thanking the Lord every day. Every day getting down on my knees and I pray. Even late on my face to show my humility and my ability to pray, making sure he feeling me. But see, God know the heart of a man. If you sincere from the start of your plan, and don't plan no falling again, giving it all up is a major part of the plan.
Ain't no more playing around, man, I gotta live.
$1 million ain't enough to maybe keep following the way that I was living, bro. It's gotta be a better way to get it up. It's gotta be a better way to sell it, draw. Take a penitentiary chance, it's money advancing at a fast pace with a 4 to 5 on your waist. People screaming all your real up on the reason, and then you gon' burn on my neck or another brother catching the case. Can you tell that it's war up in the end? Revelation revealing itself time and again. A lot of brothers can be the finest of men, but they're killing each other or doing time in a pen. Releasing my thoughts over lines with a pen, trying to get it together because I'm tired of the sin. When I overcome, I'ma reach behind for a friend, and that's what you do when you've been refined from within. So come on, buddy, get on. Room for your man, I promise you can fit on. He's coming back soon, I'm telling you, it won't be long. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we could be gone. We gon' be gone, so who's on the Lord's side? I better with the sword they gone, off that holy water gone, off that holy water cleansed by the fire. No doubt that I'm sold out, there's been a change on the inside.
Ain't no more playing around,
yeah.
Ain't no more playing around,
yeah. Something for your mind.
Ain't no more playing around,
get on.
Ain't no more playing around, yeah.
I'm telling you, God is on your side.
Ain't no more playing around, man, I gotta live.
Want to break chains in your life? Give us a call at 858-357-9137 and let your voice be heard on YAT Radio.
It don't matter what it look like. It don't matter what it feel like. It don't even matter what nobody else think, you understand? It's my season, man. And I'm taking it off the top just like that, you understand?
Gotta get it out the mud, yeah. So ain't got time for no playing, cause see faith work if I love,
yeah.
And I love the fact that he saved me, and I give it back when I praise him and fulfill the purpose he gave me. Waiting on this direction, it's surrounded by his protection. I know you can see the headlight in me, cause I wear it round like a necklace,
yeah.
God done gave me his passion, it's stirred up in me and it's going down like life. Part of bitching and stop looking off from a distance. Stop the talk
the metal. Some things, man, you gotta walk through it. So he slayed me, yet I trust him. Even through the mayhem, I can't rush him. Feel like my brain is on the verge of combustion. Feel like I can't be affiliated with no corruption. No doubt, gotta stay strong. That's why the weak and heart, they can't stay long. So that's the evil spark, the devil leave a mark. They hit their feet and walk looking like they gone. Fear, but still a war rage on. I'm not the one with the cape on, but I know the advocate who's represent the blood of Jesus Christ. You better pay for it. With a message, no flesh here. You can tell by the words that I speak that I've been in his presence. No flex here, yeah. I'm just a chosen vessel for the time at hand, and it's a father's plan that I reveal his plan. Let's go. So he made me a king with a purpose. No building, it's in the heart where the church is. Yeah. Mountains better move out of my way. I can't help but say it. Cause when it comes to my faith, you can call me crazy. Cause I believe the impossible, and I'ma go wherever the father show. I know you can see that his glory on me. Ain't got to choose.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right. God bless you all. God bless you. That's my big brother. Check him out. Dre Williams, Andre Williams, tightspots.org. There's a lot of great voiceover work. God bless you. Giving our honor, glory, and praise to our Heavenly Father, God the Father, God His Son, God His Holy Spirit. And God bless you out there, our listeners. All over the world. Thank you, thank you, thank you to our overseer and mentor, Pastor Dr. Levert Kemp, Pastor Jackson. I pray that he'll be able to get on tonight. They both, Pastor Kemp, you know, he runs the seminary in Baton Rouge, and he's in class. Pastor Jackson at work. Shouts out to Pastor Sterling, Pastor Zena, to all our pastors and elders, ministers, our P31 ladies, our men of valor, our young adults. We call them our rotten apples, and all of you out there, man. Much love all over the world. Welcome to our show tonight, Breaking Chains, a special assignment podcast. Let me throw out a disclaimer out there. Breaking Chains is all about fighting against something, celebration of the evil of darkness. And no matter what you say, Scripture talks about it. So, you know, we talk about that in our personal lives and sharing our testimonies to pray that something will be said to bring you out of things that you are dealing with, maybe that we've dealt with, and we pray that you call in and share what God has blessed you to overcome or to learn and be educated, and so that he can get the glory through you so that you can share as well. So that's what we're all about. We're not here to bring anyone down, to speak negative. We call out things in our personal lives, and we're all about speaking against the evil of darkness, okay, Satan and his imps. All right. We're not against the church because we are the church. You know, we claim to be the church and we acknowledge the church because we are children of the Most High God. You understand what I'm saying? The God of all creation. That's who we celebrate. The God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, myself, and you who believe. You know what I'm saying? And his son, Christ. Jesus in the English, Yahshua in Hebrew. So we don't come up against ourselves. But we just want to bring the truth to you, okay? So tonight, special assignment as we kick off the show, 858-357-9137. Pick up the phone and get involved, and let's talk about it. And tonight being our special assignment, what is our special assignment tonight? Isn't it something that the last day of October, which listen, even as I grew up, I knew about going out and wanted to go trick-or-treating, you know? So let's talk about trick-or-treating, the truth about it. what is it all about? What is the history of it? What does it really mean? And why do we still acknowledge it and bring it and be a part of it when we know the truth? And then when the truth is talked about, you come up against the people that speak about it, talk about it. Why is that? So, like myself, grab your tea, your ginger tea, your lemon tea, and let's talk about this thing. Let's get into the special assignment, Breaking Chains, right here on YAT Radio. I'm Pastor Rod. Let's go for it. 858-357-9137. You want to send in a question, a statement you don't want to get on the air? We Breaking Chains with an S at gmail.com. Phone to give us a call and let's get involved in the conversation. Because we need to talk about these things, because we are allowing our children to be educated on something that they shouldn't be educated on. And we're going to educate it on, you know, we're going to train them up on it. We need to train them on the truth, the truth. And it's up to you what you believe the truth to be. But we over here, we talk about what we believe in. So let's talk about it. So our conversation tonight on the special assignment is what is it that you are talking about and celebrating today? You know, what is it that you're doing and why are you doing it? You know, and why haven't you taken the time to study the history and what does it really mean? Where does it come from? You know, and listen, it's not something that you listen. I'm a black man, so I know that it is something that I grew up hearing and learning about and participating in as I grew up. You know, and the thing about it is that It says it's celebrating the evening before All Saints Day. Isn't that something? And it's something because all of that comes Europe, North America. You know where it was mostly non-religious. So when you study and go into the history of it. What they said and why they did it. What was the purpose of them celebrating it? What was the purpose of bringing it forth? You understand what I'm saying? And why do we still allow it to go on a different type of ways when the scripture tells us do not be conformed to this world? You know, in other words, in traditions and everything, and we have, you know, and here's the thing. The scripture tells us in 1 Corinthians 10 that we cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. It says that we can't partake of the table of the Lord and the table of demons, of darkness, of evil. And the unfortunate, we all are guilty of being double-minded, unstable in all our ways. And a lot of people would not say and agree with me on that, but I want you to take a look at yourself and take your eyes off everybody else. Just by me saying that makes it unstable. Because we shouldn't be judgmental. We shouldn't be, you know, being so gossipy. All these things. And why am I talking about this on Halloween? Because, listen, evil is evil. And we all are guilty because the scripture says that we all fall short of the glory of God. And that's on a daily basis every day. That's every day. And when you pay attention to the scripture, it tells you in Ephesians 5, take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. And when we understand that and study that and read that, we don't partake in the scripture as we should, because it exposes us as well. We have to be willing and ready and capable and able to stay up, you know, about it too, ourselves. You know, Ephesians chapter 5 tells us down in verse 15, it says, look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, in the best use of the time, because of the days are evil. Tell us not to be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. We should be striving to discern what is pleasing to the Lord constantly. We all need to help each other, pray for each other, empower and encourage each other to constantly, you know, walk as children of the light. Because listen, we were at one time part of that dark world. There are things in life that you deal with right now that you find uncomfortable, that's unpleasing, or something is troubling, and no one knows but you and God. See, a night like this, you understand, you know, trick or treat, and then you upset because I say, why do you do trunk or treat? What's the difference? What's the difference? I feel that, you know, since I was young, you know, we knew about Halloween and going trick or treating and going out and, you know, getting candy and, you know, going to your neighbor's house, you know, but also you have to understand the difference in what's going on today out here with our young people and the world today that we live in. You know, you see in certain areas of the country, you see where they made certain candies out of fentanyl. Come on, man. You know, those things are just horrible to think about. But it speaks loudly of the evil that resides in the world that we live in. You know, and why do we celebrate? Because All Saints Day is a day that's celebrated by the European Catholics, Roman Catholics. That's where it came from. And on this night right here, October 31st is the night, you know, right before their so-called All Saints Day, you know, they will hold their vigils and their rituals. honoring the dead. Seriously. And the thing about it is that, you know, why do you celebrate? Still. Like, still. You know, and the scripture is right there. When God is telling us, you know, he tells us in 3 John, beloved, do not imitate evil, but imitate good. Whoever does good is from God. Whoever does evil has not seen God. See, their costumes and they being, listen, imitators of evil. You dig deep into the dark side and behind the closed doors, you know what I'm saying, in secrecy, you know that these are nights where rituals are taking place and things of darkness and evil are celebrated. Worldwide. Listen, we've all been guilty of Romans 12. Being conformed to this world. But we have to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, that by testing by the Spirit of the Lord, that we can discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect in His eyes. You know, we've had our time in that dark world. Being tricked and getting that treat that we thought was good for us. Because we were at one time part of that darkness. But now we represent the light in the world. And we have to make that decision to walk as the children of the light. The fruit of the light is found in all that is good and right and true. We have to strive constantly to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Distractions, temptations, evil is lurking. Seriously, special assignment is just about that. Seriously, what tonight is all about. And what is it the eve of? And to be truthful, all you have to do is go to scripture. It started created by the Roman Catholics who were the ones that came and arrested Yahshua, I would say, God in the flesh. The Romans. Them, yeah. So we are constantly being lied to, tricked, being deceivedly treated by the same people. And when it spoke out against, there's a problem. But it comes a time when you have to be ready to acknowledge me, myself, and I. And what I have to take to the Lord to ask to reconstruct and to to heal and deliver me from and bring me from whatever the situation is, from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet, to from mentally, physically, spiritually, financially. How about holistically? See, I'm not one of those ones that's going to try to trick you thinking I'm going to give you a treat to believing something that I don't believe in. But I'm not going to try to deceive you by thinking that I'm perfect. I strive for the perfection to reach God within his glory upon his return with him. So I have to be covered and protected and ask for forgiveness on a daily basis. However, in doing that, I have to continue in my calling, my anointing. What is my anointing? You know, you can be tricked into believing anointing is one thing, instead of receiving the blessing, which is the goodness of the Lord. You understand what I'm saying? It's time out for being tricked, because you know the truth. It's right there in front of you. You know, it's so much that we don't pay attention to. Why am I talking about this? Because look what night it is. You know, we get into a place where we want to live a double life, and the unfortunate thing is that we are all either you run from who you truly are, or you lie about who you are and who they think you are, you really not. The thing about it is that, you know, we have to get to a place where we have to live the truth about ourselves. Because, listen, if you want to learn the truth about you, you have to learn the complete truth about the existence of the beginning. And once you start educating, getting knowledge, understanding, and wisdom, and in all that getting, get that understanding. But think about it is that, you know, why are you still doing it? You know, why do we still train our children up in doing this? And here's the important thing, man, you know, and when you talk about this, people will get mad at you and start bashing you and everything, but whatever. Listen. We can't change the name of it and try to say that we're doing this at God's house, or we gonna put scripture with it, or we gonna bring the leaders of God's house out, or whatever you say. But see, it's time to start truly educating and teaching about the difference between the light and the darkness. And when God say, either you hot or cold, because lukewarm I spit out. So there's no in between. There's no gray area. And we've been convinced of that for so long. We've been accustomed to so many traditional myths and rituals and so-called celebrations that has nothing to do with you. You know, I remember bobbing for apples and, you know what I'm saying, all this. Everything. Did you ever find out the truth about it? It's part of a ritual. Listen, man, all I'm saying is my special assignment, and it comes on special assignment at night. Trick or treating. Trick or treating. It was all about evil spirits of darkness. Come on. Do your research. You know, here's something. How many of you still drinking Bloody Marys? Yeah, okay. See, a lot of things were brought in, you know, based on what man was, what all about his evil rituals that were done doing. Killings and rapes and sacrifices and rituals and using God's word from the Old Testament about the sacrifices and rituals, you know what I'm saying, that were made at the altar, you know, before God for certain things that they had to come before God for. So they made they did their own thing, you know what I'm saying? You got to remember, you know what I'm saying, the devil himself, you know what I'm saying, wanted to be God. You understand? So he made his kingdom a little lower, you know what I'm saying, and start repeating and following after the same things to put it in place for his kingdom of darkness. So the rituals were made unto him, and they still go on today based on that, because, you know what I'm saying, he can't go no further. Because there had to be a higher sacrifice made that only God could make. That was made through the way, the truth, and the life. Why does God, Yahshua in the flesh, call himself the way, the truth, and the life? Because see, there are those of you out there that still worship in the kingdom of darkness, and he says, I'm the way. The only way for you to be reconciled back to the true and living God is to go through the Son. You know, you can continue to bow down unto the S-U-N, excuse me. But the day is going to come when you bow down before the S-O-E. And he is the true and living light, brighter than the sun. The way. the truth. You have to decide what is the truth for your life. You do. You know, scripture warns you that the devil himself, you know what I'm saying, tries to appear as the father, the angel of light. He already thought he was God anyway. But God didn't give him a title of being God. He gave him a title of Prince of the Air. Prince of Darkness. You and I, who are children of God, are kings. And our sisters are queens. And traditions like this have pulled us into a lot of confusion and unsettlement in our homes, in our families, in our communities, and in God's house. God tells us to study to show thyself approved. You yourself got to stand before God. You got to get the approval of God for yourself. Pastor can't do it for you. Bishop can't do it for you. The apostle can't do it for you. Sister, brother, whoever. You got to do it. A workman who needed not be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. So what I'm saying is that we are all guilty of some form of sin on a daily basis, where something you thought about, something you said, something you did, emotions, feeling something. The thing about it is that we don't pay attention to those evil spirits because we don't look at it that way. But we don't pay attention to what God is constantly reminding us that listen, I created all this in the first place. I'm paraphrasing this for you to understand this now. Listen, all this is mine. All this belongs to me. I created all of this. I created you. I put you here. But let me understand. Let me make you understand something now. Understand this, that the heaven where I sit is much higher than the earth where you are. So listen, I created you. I'm the Alpha and Omega. I'm the beginning and the end. I know what your tomorrow holds, and if you have a tomorrow, but you don't know. Listen to me now. We have to get to that place that we have to stop being tricked and deceived by falsified, deceptive. Listen, definitely. Is unrighteous treats. We are being tricked into following people that have names and materialistic things and most importantly, you're caught up in the love of money. Ooh, if I had their money, if I had that. Listen, man, come on, man. Ain't nobody knocking nobody's money. But you remember what I said to you last week when we were on the air? I told you to do just some small math. If he has about $20 billion and he takes every adult male and female in the world there's about 7.5 plus billion people on the earth, right? So if you take all of the adult males and females and give every last one of them $1 million. Let them do what they do. See, the thing about it is that you have to listen. God tells you to pay attention to the fruit that the tree bears. See, you are seeing the fruit that is bearing, but what are they doing with the fruit? Do you see the fruit being shared in your community? When they just did their concert, you were there, and they are so rich, filthy, but do you see the change in your community? You listen, there's a change finna take place in your community that you don't even see. And a lot of them that you are talking about, say that, brother, say that, sister, oh, yeah, I'm down with them. You understand what I'm saying? They are taking everything that you got from under you, and you don't even know. Seriously. It's time for you to pick up Romans 13 and 12 and understand it says the night is far gone, the day is at hand. Let us then cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. First Thessalonians 5 tells us to test everything, hold fast to what is good, and abstain from every form of evil. Hey, man, that takes place in your personal life first. You can't be talking about everybody else and you out here all, you know what I'm saying? Come on. Trick or treat. What is it all about? What does it mean to you? You know, what is this season that is about to change, that's changing right now in your physical eyes have to do with what you say is going on in your spiritual life? Pay attention to the shift in the atmosphere. Pay attention to it. Pay attention to your surroundings. Pray for the Lord to clear your hearts and your minds, that you will receive and hear his voice and feel his spirit within you to lead and guide you down the right path, you and me, so that we won't go astray in the deception and lies that are put in before you, me, all of us, that is being put before. Listen to me now. They tell you this is the night of their rituals of evil and darkness and evil spirits. So we call listen, let me tell you something. We call on God the Father, God his son, Jesus, Yahshua, the HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, as we're filled with his Holy Spirit, to claim that we're covered in his blood, his sacrifice. You understand what I'm saying? His resurrection. Him interceding on our behalf right now. Sitting up in the kingdom of heaven. See, there are different levels of heaven. There's heaven right above your head in the atmosphere when you go out. You understand what I'm saying? And then you get into the other heavens of the planetorial kind of, you know, that atmosphere. Do your studies, you'll know that God sits in the third. He up there. So listen, man, we got to get to the truth. Stop receiving the treats that are being tricked and deceived for us to be taken through lies and deceptions and manipulation. It's your world, Lord. Come on in, take place. YAT Radio, we break a chain, special assignment. Get involved.
It's all yours, Lord. Yeah, yeah. It's all yours, it's all yours. Get it. Yeah. Come on. It belongs to you. Uh-huh. It belongs to you. Yeah. Right. I know I'm not fit or deserving to do this, but I'm foolish. If I don't script to give you godly influence like a student, practice and prudence, will you walk with me through this? As I give my people a drink, as glorifying Yeshua. Cause he is the beginning, everything came into being by his being the being who created all other beings. Where I'm seeing through to his benevolent free decreeing, he's the almighty creator of everything that we're seeing. There is none like him. If you don't like him, then no use to liking and liking himself to acquire just to delight him. That's why I write him. My right hand used to write sin, battling Tim like I was Shaolin. And now despite sin, I give praise to the God who made sunny days the white lightning. It's quite frightening to sing, whose world is this without proper enlightenment? Yeah, come on. Whose world is this? Come on. Yeah, it belongs to you. It belongs to you, Christ Jesus. Come on. Uh-huh. Let them know. Whose world? Let them know. That's right, yeah, the world is yours, my God.
He's his intelligent design, like eloquence confined, like elements assigned by Elohim, my God. He left his fingerprint, thinking that our origins are coincidence. Our symmetry alone makes evolution look ridiculous. And since our complexity is more than irreducible, the fact our design had a designer is irrefutable. I've used a science tool to make a statement like this. The existence of an atheist proves God exists. He's the owner, holding the throne, potent and strong. He smote any foe, approaching him on boldness alone. But since he arose, he told us to go on this road. Shown by a knowledge foretold, spoken by prophets of old. The total opposite road, chosen by populace, goes down to the hottest abode. Total apocalypse road. That's why we're rocking it, yo. Handy sound to the proudest men. God has brought you in this world, and he can sure take you out of it.
Yeah, yeah. And whose world is this? Come on. That's right, you gotta let them know. And that's sure, Christ Jesus, and that's sure, my God. Yeah, let them know, homie.
You should already know who's running it, brother. You don't want it. He made it in six, but he'll only take one to crumble it. The earth rumbles at the sound of his mumbling. He flooded it once, but with Noah, he made a covenant. So the next time he's gonna be coming with flames. His antagonists don't know if they're up again.
They don't know.
The tongue of the last Adam who's rapping will smash men. Now holds together every last atom, and that ain't even the sum of it.
They ain't ready.
Matter of fact, you couldn't handle the half. I'm only giving you some of it. But it's still enough of it for you to come to grips with the fact that it's his planet. You own none of it.
None of
so please consider how dumb it is to take comfort in the momentary status you have in the stuff you hold. Who plays it up in the end? You can trust it, kid, but we ain't bugging because another one is coming, you dig?
That's real. That's what it is, y'all. You know that. It all belongs to you. Heavenly Father, you know the world is yours. It's true.
It's true.
Let's get it, y'all.
Get it, y'all.
You know what the truth
come on,
is.
Come on.
It all belongs to you. My God, it all belongs to you.
Yes, you know. The earth was so impressed with his defeat of the grave. The ground did the Harlem shake, the ocean did the wave. No longer a slave, now that I see the Lord of God so deep. He causes hurricanes when he brainstorms. I switch teams, me and Craig got traded on the same night. Same conference, same sermon by James White. The light of Christ is a blazing one. I'm evidence that his grace is amazing, son.
Yeah.
Man continues to overvalue his worth. Spends most of his time trying to conquer the earth. That kind of action only leaves you empty or hurt. Then you see your true value when you return to the dirt. $5,000 casket, $500 clothes. 6 months for the grieving, 1 year to decompose. I've yet to find a human who can outlive the curse. While God sits in the heaven, place his feet on the earth.
It's
now time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
It's your world, God, and everything in it. I see you, homie. I guess they think because, hey, Bob, we serve you, right? You told me we supposed to slack like up, this, man. But now that I know what I'm fighting for, let's get
man,
it
we
in.
Go harder. We on now.
I ain't gonna waste your time. I sure ain't about to sit and let you waste mine. I'm sick of seeing young boys out there dying. You go and handle your
I'm on my grind.
I'm on my grind, cousin.
Granny told your boy that she was proud of me, that I was off the streets and the boy was through ducking. I told her, granny, baby, don't you worry about nothing. If it ain't about the Lord, then your boy ain't budging. Man, I never did think
myself.
The word of God'll make your boy wanna
hoop stare.
Granny told me that the Lord'll meet me
hoop stare.
He's still working on me, granny.
He ain't through care.
I told her, homie, we gon' take it to the block and post up in the hood like we still selling rocks. The only difference is we ain't worried about the cops. Fool on my own, we ain't worried about the shots. Flame told me gon' take it to the streets. It's dudes in the hood that the Lord gon' reach. If it mean me dying, Lord still seeing me. We bout to get it in if it mean no sleep. I'm on my mind.
I ain't gon' waste your time. I soul ain't about to sit and let you waste mine. I'm sick of seeing young boys out there dying. You go and handle yours and I'm gon' get you mine. I'm on my grind, cousin.
I'm on the road, headed to another show. I asked the Lord if he's seeing me, y'all go. Mama happy, she ain't gotta worry no more. But the law pulled me over like I'm still selling dope. I told him I ain't trying to go and flip a pound. I'm trying to show him Christ before they put him in the ground. Before them boys catch him, hit him with another round. Cause I met the Lord just the way it's going down. If I'm in your city, take me to the block. Jesus real, homie, yeah. I tell it to the cops. Without a bullhorn, I yell it on the block. I wasn't ashamed when I was out there trying to sell a rock. Jake told me gon' take it to the streets. It's dudes in the hood that the Lord gon' reach. We bout to go hard if it mean no sleep. And we can get it in, no rhymes, no beats. I'm on my mind.
I ain't gon' waste your time. I soul ain't about to sit and let you waste mine. I'm sick of seeing young boys out there dying. You go and handle yours and I'm gon' get you mine. I'm on my grind, cousin.
Yeah, better be the leader, hood alone, man. Don't let them roll by. But I'm tired of seeing guys dying from the 4-5. No lie, I'm praying they get to know God. So I'm on the grind with the mind of the Most High. I'm in the hood showing love to a bunch of cats.
What?
Who be all up in the club blowing guns and sacks.
Right.
Screaming life is more than blood, girls and money stacks.
Christian Christ.
Tell him by the blood and he's coming back. They by the street light, holding on the heat tight. Set tripping down to lose their life in the street fight. I'm knowing they should seek Christ.
Why?
Just by far, death and tail bars is all you gon' get out of the street life.
Yeah.
Gon' take it to the thugs, GD, grip clicks and them West Side blood. Even hard head jeans, you just see guys love. When them coppers go black, after that, it's a judge. Come on, my
mind. I ain't gonna waste your time. I soul ain't about to sit and let you waste mine. I'm sick of seeing young boys out there dying. You go and handle yours and I'm gonna use mine. I'm on my grind, cousin.
Thank you for turning us on. Break Your Chains Special Assignment Podcast right here on YAT Radio. Shouts out to our mentor and our overseer, Pastor Dr. LaVert Kemp, our second-hand man, Pastor Jackson. Shouts out to Pastor Sterling, Pastor Zena, all our pastors, elders, leaders of the church, and our P31 ladies, our men of valor, our young people, definitely sending them up in prayer. We call them our rotten apples, man, because, you know what I'm saying, you know, we may look at them as rotten as, because we're rotten in, you know, all of us are rotten in God's eyes, but we're still the apple of his eyes because he made a sacrifice for us. My God. We got to give him thanks. That was a sacrifice made so that we could be here today. We need to take that in consideration for those that don't. All right. Welcome to Breaking Chains. Second hour. I'm Pastor Rod. Check it out. Our disclaimer says that we are breaking chains and all about breaking chains and breaking loose from the spirit of darkness, the evil of darkness, the darkness, the dark world, things in our personal lives and your lives and all of our lives, that we empower and encourage each other through unity and love under the guidance of the Holy Spirit to pull us away from things that distract us or try to tear us down, and because we're always going to go and face trials and tribulations and go through suffering because of who we follow, because of who we are. Understand what I'm saying? However, that we have to be all about the fruit of the Spirit that God tells us about, love and patience and kindness and gentleness. You know what I'm saying? And being meek and long suffering with one another. We have to look at that and take that more serious than what we're doing. Because we find so much condemnation in each other and so much bad than good and so much put down than pick up. You understand? And so much confrontation than peace. You understand what I'm saying? It's so much competition than teamwork. You know, and these are tricks of the devil. And that's what we're here to do, is speak out against that. You understand what I'm saying? And the unfortunate thing is that it lurks everywhere. It lurks everywhere. Is always trying to bring his head up. I say bring his head up. Because we have to continuously be reminded through our studies and our prayers and our meditation and time with God, his Son, his Holy Spirit, to spend time in prayer and meditation in his word, to know and understand and come into the true knowledge and wisdom and who Satan is, who the devil is, and who he's not. All of us, we're the church. And God says, told Peter, upon this rock, which is the rock of God, Christ in the flesh, he was going to build this church. That's us. And we have to stop letting the gates of hell come up against us in division and competition and hatred and gossiping and separation and no love, no respect, things that shouldn't be. Shouldn't be. Welcome to the second hour, man. We're not going to hang out with you long tonight. You know, we just give God thanks for giving us an opportunity. You know, listen, you know, I have a lot of things going on in my life, just like you. You know, and the thing about it is that, you know, I said in the first hour, you know, we got to stop being tricked and accepting that deceptive treat. See, the world has pulled us all into a dark side at one point in your life. And there are those right now who are filthy, filthy rich that work for the dark side to pull you in. See, there are a lot of hidden investments going on in the dark world of deception, manipulation, and takeover. And a lot of people that you've supported, we've supported throughout our lives are part of the deception towards us. The wonderful thing about it is that we serve a God that knows all things, that has all power and everywhere at the same time. There's nothing you can hide from it. All power is truly in his hands. And there are a lot of people that are leading you to believe that you are being tricked by the word of God, because there's, well, why is he letting this happen to you? There's nothing he's letting happen to you. It's about, what are we doing to ourselves? What are we allowing? For those that truly believe, when he said on the cross of Calvary, it is finished, and hung his head and it was done, we were protected, covered, taken care of. And I'm going to speak for me. I've made a lot of bad moves in my life, and I thank God that I'm still living on this October 31st, 2022. See, the unfortunate thing is that a lot of people want to you to believe in and trick you to believing that they are down with you and support you and got your back and want to see you achieve. And listen, they're tricking you to believe that and want you to know that they're going to be there when you get your treat. But they're the ones that's actually keeping you from receiving everything that God has for you, because we are trying to keep them happy. Bring them aboard. Bring them along. Here's something that God wants us to do. He wants us to continue. Listen to me now. He wants us to continue to discern, you know what I'm saying, these spirits, man. Test the spirit by the spirit. He don't want us to be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. We've all dropped that ball. You know, Timothy told us, the apostle Timothy said to us in chapter 4 that the spirit expressly said that in later times some would depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and the teaching of demons. The apostles wrote for us. So that we would be prepared. Because we're in that hour. See, people talking about last days, whatever. Listen, we've been in the last days since Christ. When he got up, send it back to heaven. You got to remember, he say a thousand years is but a day is like a thousand years to us, right? But a day to him. But we at a time where the Apostle John says the hour is coming and is now here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. Says the Father is seeking such people to worship him, because God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him spirit and in truth. There's no other way. So see, they're doing their ritual to darkness, and for a long time had us to believe that, you know, we were a part of that. But thank God for change. Thank God for knowledge. Thank God for wisdom. the Apostle Timothy told me also that, you know, God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. I don't have no fear. I got a lot of love. You know, but guess what? Sometimes that self-control is a problem. How can he call himself a pastor? He got, listen, I can acknowledge mine, hold myself accountable. And then I'm telling you about it. So maybe you could say a prayer for old Pastor Raw here. What is the self-control issue? Because listen, I got a heart of love that I'm gonna take you at your word. You know, people say I give them the benefit of the doubt. My daddy taught me as I grew up, he say, never give anybody the benefit of the doubt, son. He say, how is there benefit in doubt? He said, there's no benefit in doubt. You don't believe in him in the beginning if you give him the benefit of the doubt. The benefit of the doubt. What is the benefit of the doubt? A doubt is a doubt. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. Tell the truth about it. Call it the book of wisdom. Proverbs 22 says, train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he's old, he will not depart from it. If you're not showing your children anything positive, how can they not know nothing but negative? Pay attention. The Apostle James told us that guess what? He told us that we should know and submit ourselves therefore to God and resist the devil and he'll flee from us. Listen, everybody has a day that they wake up in the morning, man, you know what I'm saying? You're just not feeling at your best. You understand what I'm saying? You have a day, you're just not feeling your best. You have an evening, you're just not feeling your best. Something's going on. We need to start encouraging each other and hearing this more. Hey, man, you know, God got us, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's get through this, man. Hey, man, what's going on with you? You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, let's say this prayer, man. Let's call this evil spirit off in the name of Jesus. Let's call Yahshua into this thing right here. You know what I'm saying? Scripture tells us, God says that at the name of Jesus, the devil has to flee. So, you know what I'm saying? However you want to say the son's name, call on him. The Apostle Peter lets us know, though, that we have to stay sober-minded and watchful. Because our adversary, he said, your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Like a roaring lion. He's not one. He's trying to deceive you to thinking that he is one. A little pussycat with no teeth. So, you know, we have to decide what we're gonna do and how we choose to do it. And who we're trying to please when we're doing it. And whose work are we doing? Trick or treat? How do you separate it? How do you put them together? What does it mean to you? What is it all about? We're stepping into a new feeling in the spiritual realm, and you feel it. So you got to say enough is enough. You've had enough. See, it's something because you know what I'm saying. You hear the stories, man, about you know, you even in the Bible of the man who was beaten in the streets and, you know what I'm saying, left for dead in the road and, you know what I'm saying, the high priests, Pharisees, Sadducees, you know what I'm saying, all the big time people saw him, they crossed over, didn't even help him. You understand what I'm saying? You know, but here comes a good brother like you, a good sister like you. You understand that doesn't have these titles, don't have these alphabets behind name and front of name and all this money. But you know what I'm saying? You got God. You understand? You follow him. You understand all of him. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. You understand what I'm saying? And you stop and you pick that brother up and you help him. Or you pick that sister up and you help her. God's going to bless you. But see, those that have constantly turned their back on people, left people for dead, put people out and left them homeless, taken things from them, stolen from them, deceived them, you know what I'm saying, all over this world, in high places, you know what I'm saying, in corporate, in politics, in God's house, in all kind of places where you're gathering funds and stealing gold and stealing silver and stole oil and petroleum and gas, all these different things. You've signed papers back in the 1200s, 1300s, all the way back. You put certain dates and seals on things and you putting things and hidden them and made, you know what I'm saying, friendships and all of these kind of evil lurkings with people that are deceitful and liars and evil worshipers that are taking advantage of a people that are out here wounded and lost and striving to survive on a daily basis, and you are being a part of this trick and treat. God has watchers all over the earth watching you. You're doing deceitful things, watching and listening through the cell phones, through computers, through the internet, through modems and through drones and satellites, doing things you shouldn't be doing that you don't think people know you're doing. And you're in collusion with people in corporate America, in the entertainment world, and politics, and you're coming together to lie and deceive a people. And to manipulate them into your deception. You understand? See, but see, there comes a time when you get into a place like when Paul was putting down Galatians in chapter 5, he said, but I say, walk by the Spirit, and you ain't going to gratify the desires of the flesh. I'm talking to you and me. Because the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident. We got to make that choice. Good or evil. What's bad is not good. And what's good is not bad. Tells you that in Isaiah. Listen. God says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to you. Forget on your assignment. don't be a part of the trick or treat anymore. And no disrespect to you, don't even be a part of the trunk or treat anymore. There's no difference. Either you in or you out. When you don't stand up and represent the things that they want you to represent or what you used to be a part of anymore, and you doing what you're supposed to, exposing these things, you become the enemy. Because unfortunately, our world is surrounded with darkness and evil. You know, I'm not saying everyone is like that, because they're not. You know, because there are those of us out here that the Apostle Peter is talking about, a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, God's own possession, that we may proclaim the excellencies of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. That's us. And we still a work in progress. We still have our moments. We still have our days. Listen. If you have that calling on your life, that anointing on your life, and that responsibility of assignment that you say, I'm going to do this, Lord. Because he say, I chose you. You didn't choose me. So everything is coming at you. So I'm saying this to you and to me. Keep the faith, my brother. Keep the faith, my sister. Let us continue to look to the hills from which cometh our help, because all our help come from the Lord. God, let us know when he sent his only begotten son in the flesh, to let us know when the Apostle John said wrote when he was saying Christ was talking and said that, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Stop putting and allowing the expectations of man to keep you away from the true knowledge and wisdom and understanding of how to please God. Because we have to make that choice for ourselves, who we choose to serve. The God of all creation. The God of this world. We all battle with unclean spirits on a daily basis. This is the day that they all come together and celebrate and worship and do their evil darkness in their kingdom. Because tomorrow kicks off the celebration of the dead. God's children believes in eternal life. Oh my God, come on. Okay. Yeah. Book of Ephesians tells us, give no opportunity to the devil. I'm talking to you and me. We got to stop doing it. Encourage each other to stop doing it. Some work to be done. Let's get on it. YAT Radio. Stop being blind, man. Open your eyes. Let's go get it.
I think I'm ready to do this now. Let us pray. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, because the Lord is with me. My heart goes out to this generation. Every mother,
sister, brother, cousin, auntie, everyone that lost somebody to these wars that go on our block.
Them boys rolled up on them with that sawed off. They hit him, now his body getting hauled off. Now the whole hood crying, we all lost. Trying to prove that we G's, but this is what it costs. A trail of mamas left with tears in their eyes. Another bloody body from a homicide. Have you ever seen a baby look in the eyes? When you tell her that her daddy, daddy gonna die. And to the newspapers, he's another number. He's number 79 of a bloody summer. The way it's all designed is meant to take us under. But we can't see it though because we Stevie Wonder. We blind. And the gas people coming to mall to feel that anger building looking at your mom. You hurt because you too young to get a job. But your homie got a gun and he down to rob. Or you can flip a pack to seem like problem solved. But that's gonna open up the door to bigger problems. You see, we just walking out our father's sin. Cause they ran and they didn't stand to be men. So in return we learn to be our brother's keeper. Sister, cousins, and our mother's keepers. But why you think the hood dog is called the trap? So who the mice? Cause it's designed to do that. Keep us proud. The whole thing's to take us under. But we can't see it though, because we Stevie Wonder. We blind. For the homies, can't believe that I'ma spend my years without the homie. Now I'm looking down on him like I'ma ride for your homie. Can't look at his mother cuz she's so broken now. Everything over and we start smoking and we start drinking cuz that's how we coping. Now we riding down they block with minivan doors open. Bruh, I know that lie. They fed you cuz they fed me the same thing. That's why I'm here to testify.
Out to those guys. All honor, glory, and praise God, our Father, God, His Son, God, His Holy Spirit. God bless you out there, our listeners, man. Thank you for turning us on tonight, man. It's been a powerful show tonight because to me, it's all about being, you know, an exposer, you know, a person that is going to expose that light and darkness. You know what I'm saying? I grew up going and celebrating this day too. You know what I'm saying? But when I got older and started studying and learning, finding out, and even my parents telling me about these things and stopping you know, a long time ago from going trick or treating, you know, and what it truly meant. You know, so train up a child in the way he should go when he's old, he would not depart from it. Teach him the truth. You know, teach him the truth that as you still have guidance and leadership over your children right now at a certain age, teach them the truth. When they are older, they will make the decisions for themselves by what you have taught and shown them. You know, the situations we put our children in, you know, whether you're an adult or not, the situations you were put in as a child. You know, where are you now with those situations in your life? You know, it's time for us to stop being tricked by our past. You know what I'm saying? Stop being tricked by our past hurts and failures and pains and anger. You know what I'm saying? Deceptions and things that we thought that wasn't, you know, and pick up a treat of life and start living life that God has planned for us. That he told Jeremiah to let us know. The prophet Jeremiah let us know in Jeremiah 29:11. That God says, "For I know the plans I have for you," says the Lord. You know what I'm saying? And for us to prosper. You know what I'm saying? To be blessed to move forward. But he said he didn't plan to give us and do us no harm. So it's time for us to stop harming each other. Let's learn the truth about who we are. Your history. Learn your history. Learn about who you are, come from, how you still exist today, what puts breath in your body. I'm going to tell you who, but you may say what. Find out the truth. Study. Read. Stop partaking into things that we know is not good for us. Stop partaking into things because, you know what I'm saying, oh, man, we got to get out here and we got to, it's all about, listen, it's not all about money, my brothers. It's not all about money, my sisters. Stop selling your soul to darkness. If we're gonna come together and put God first, how is it that we trying to chase money because of the love of it in the dark world and we say we serve the God? You know what I'm saying? Who own 1,000 cattle on a hill? 1,000 cattle on a hill. You know how many hills in the world? Who owns all the gold and silver just because man has possession of it? Don't none of it belong to us. The unfortunate thing is there's a lot of people going to be deceived into darkness for so long that you want to get an opportunity to pull yourself out of hell to come to the truth. And this dark world is going to take a lot of people out. Listen, we face darkness every day. But thank God that we believe in the light himself. And we accept him as our Savior. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Now, whosoever believes, you got to believe it first. You don't worry about death because you know that eternal life is coming to you. Prepare yourself for what's yet to come. As you already know. You already know. You know, I know, if you believe. So, you know, get yourselves together, get our minds right, our hearts right, man, and you know what I'm saying, let's get ourselves on the right path, you know, and do the right things, you know. It's about giving God glory over here, breaking chains. You know, we are just here to do his work. You know what I'm saying? Be used for his glory. A lot of things are going on in your life. A lot of things are going on in my life. A lot of things are going on in our lives. We have to pray for one another. P-R-A-Y. In the name of Yahshua, Jesus, led of his Holy Spirit. Sincere from the heart. lifting our brothers and sisters up in prayer. And then getting on the grind. We got to get out here. You got to become an urban missionary. You say you're going to go through trials and tribulations and suffering because of who I am, because of who you're following. You're supposed to blend in. You're not supposed to fit in. You're supposed to be different. They're supposed to feel uncomfortable when you walk in. Always remember that light has power over darkness. Always. So we got to stop being tripped up and pushed and deceived and knocked down because of the deception of darkness. If you know she's going through something, help the sister out with truth and love. Most importantly, love. Help the brother out. You know the brother going through something, help him out. Be there in truth, most importantly in love. We're supposed to love everybody. If God loved the whole world, he let his son die for the whole world. He knew everybody wasn't going to accept it. Everybody wasn't going to believe it. And that still exists today. Everybody don't accept the new you. Everybody don't believe the new you. The new me. We still fight with it within our own selves. But there's a change taking place. There's some chains being broken. Prayer warriors walking around that wall that you tried to rebuild. There's some soldiers, some warriors out there representing the kingdom of God, the creator of all creation, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the father of Jesus, Yahshua. Me, you, and filled us with his Holy Spirit so we will know that he'll never leave nor forsake us. And we got to stop allowing people to tell us that we ain't going to amount to nothing, we ain't going to do nothing, and because you this, you in this situation. I believed it for a long time. I was doing my thing, but I didn't think I could achieve and rise to certain levels because of the things that were being told to me by the people that were saying it to me. I was being tricked and believing deception and lies and missed out on some good treats. I got nothing but love for you, baby. Hey, man, that's going to wrap it up for me, man. Just give your life over to Christ, man. You know, call on God, man. Tell him, listen. Father, you created me. You created this earth. I walk. You created everything. Men have taken things and deceived each other, killed each other, lied, murdered, you know, done things that are unrighteous and deceptive in your eyes, an abomination to you, Lord God. You gave your only begotten son, Yahshua, Jesus the Christ, the HaMashiach, coming to this earth to show us how we should be, how we should live, how we should act, how we should walk and talk and be like you. Started the church. You opened up the doors of the church for us to follow, pick up our cross and follow you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord God, that there was still deception and disobedience and manipulation in the earth, Lord God, and your life had to be ended by those who said, Hosanna, Hosanna, treated you as a king. 7 days later, killed you. So we thank you for the sacrifice of your life, the shedding of your blood, for the remission of my sins. our sins, our descendants' sins that seek to follow you. But you laid out that path for us and showed us the way by turning on and being the light so that we may come out of that world of darkness and forever seek after you. You defeated darkness, hell for us. Took the keys to the kingdom. Send it to the right hand of the Father, seated in heaven on your throne. Sent your Holy Spirit to us to be our comforter, our guide, our strength. And we thank you. So, Lord, we ask you tonight that you clear our hearts and our minds and our conscience to hear your voice, because you said that your sheep know your voice, and we do, because you are the good shepherd. Priest, you are the cornerstone of our lives back to the Father. We ask that you cover us all, that you let those that have doubt right now, Lord God, feel the warmth of your love and your Holy Spirit from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. Let your Spirit rain down. Let your Spirit knock down walls, break chains. Remove that spirit of doubt, confusion, anxiousness, a spirit of unworthiness, that spirit of not being good enough, not feeling good enough. Lord, we ask it to be cast down back to the pits of hell where it belongs, where it's trying to lurk its head from. We thank you for the shedding of your blood and the covering of your blood-stained banner that we walk under. We bow down and humbly say thank you. As you cover this ministry, Lord God, Father God, I ask that you cover me from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet, Lord God. Father God, that you touch me and cleanse me and heal me from the inside out, Lord God. Turn things around, Lord God. Let your will be done. Bless me and my family, Lord God, my loved ones, Lord God, this ministry, Lord God, the leaders of this ministry, Lord God, all your saints and your servants, Lord God, doing your work. We put out an urban call right now, Lord God, to the communities, Lord God. That missionary call, Father God, for all the urban missionaries to feel your spirit. It's time to go to work. Spirit be felt, Lord God, and we thank you. We honor, glorify, and praise your name and all God's children all throughout the earth in the name of your Son, Yahshua the HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. We're filled with your Holy Spirit. All God's children say amen. Amen. And amen. Hey, man, it's time to get up. It's time to go to work. Calling all the urban missionaries. Don't forget to check us out tomorrow night, History Talk. Pastor Dr. Levert Kim B at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless you all over the earth, man. We love you. There's nothing you can do about it. Continue to support us, man. You want to send us a Cash App, $, all caps, YAT Live. You know, hey, we're going to continue to do the work of the Lord, all for his glory. Calling all the urban missionaries. Here's a call to you. Let's go. Break chains right.
Yeah. Man, it sound like some straight superhero music, don't it? Sound like somebody about to swoop down out the sky. But I hate the day.
Swoop down out the sky, man. That'd be some good
news.
He
came rocking up. That's what it sound like, though. About his father's biz. He was an urban missionary.
He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. Once upon
upon a time I was posted on the block with a 40 on my hip and a pocket full of rocks. Out there acting bad, steady ducking, dodging cops. Seen a whole bunch of people, so I pulled over, stopped. It's some church folks, I would say to my surprise. Then this preacher came to me, asked what else I do but grind. I stood there for a minute and I took a little time. I told him I'm a rapper, so he asked me for some rhymes. When I finished rapping, he just stood there with a smirk. Then he asked me, could he take me to some rappers from his church? He took me to this dude that looked just like me, with some Tims on his feet and a fresh white tee. When that boy spit, I seen that fire in his eyes, and he told me for my sin was the reason Jesus died. I told him that was dope, and I asked him what's his name. He reached and shook my hand, and he told me it was plain. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. I know this dude that live off in the worst part of the city, where bangers get bust and them boys live gritty. Right outside his crib, they be posted selling dope, but he moved there because he know the gospel brings hope. He take them in his crib, bring them right up off the streets, give them food for their belly and some books they can read. I'm glad he moved in because he's so into a need. If it weren't for dudes like him, I'd be still smoking weed. Out there on the block, tryna come up on some G's. Probably be up in my grave, make a rest, or I be. Glad he took us in his crib and let us meet his wife. I was already saved, but that day changed my life. He said and told us stories how that drama got real, how they shot up in his crib, white, almost got killed. Man, I sat there listening to him with tears in my eyes. Every word that he spoke lit a fire deep inside. Hey, you ever take a trip to the west side of the shot? Go and look that boy up, man, his name Brian Dye. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. There's a dude on the corner that's out there smoking weed. They need to hear the truth, cause the truth is set him free. There's a baby in the building that don't got no food, cause a mama on the block trying to get it from them dudes. Ain't nothing wrong with you going overseas, but there's people on your same street need to be free. If you wanna do a mission, you ain't gotta look far, cause some people need to hear the truth in your backyard. On the bus stop, girls at the beauty shop, dudes at the barber shop, the people at the car wash, the dudes sitting next to you at the coffee shop. We supposed to hit the hood until it look like God's block. Until we die, we some urban missionaries. Until we underground and in the cemetery, it's time to go to war, ain't no time to be scared. They need the living water that's flowing out your belly. We some urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood.
It's Breaking Chains with Young Adults Talk on YAT Radio.
Everybody on your feet, let's go. the block just to make a knot, make a money back, then you flip a bird again. Man, we need to start a diva way and get away from the diva player. But first we need to start recognizing what we're doing, repeating the sins that can be today. Don't let another day pass you by, cause another day, man, I pass you by. Ain't gon' lie, but the lobby gon' be on the front row with a fresh suit inside. To the flesh, man, we need to die, kinda like a spiritual homicide. It's a miracle to testify. I know that I shouldn't even much be alive. That's why I be thanking the Lord every day. Every day getting down on my knees and I pray. Even late on my face to show my humility and my ability to pray, making sure he's feeling me. But see, God know the heart of a man. If you sincere from the start of your plan, and don't plan on falling again, giving it all up is a major part of the plan.
Ain't no more playing around, man, I gotta live.
$1 million ain't enough to maybe keep following the way that I was living, bro. It's gotta be a better way to get it up. It's gotta be a better way to sell and draw. Take a penitentiary chance, it's money advancing at a fast pace with a 4 to 5 on your way. People skimming on your real up on the reason, and then you gon' burn on my neck or another brother catching the case. Can you tell that it's war up in the end? Revelation revealing itself time and again. A lot of brothers could be the finest of men, but they're killing each other or doing time in a pen. Releasing my thoughts over lines with a pen, trying to get it together because I'm tired of the sin. When I overcome, I'm gonna reach behind for a friend, and that's what you do when you've been refined from within. So come on, buddy, get on. Room for your man, I promise you can fit on. He's coming back soon, I'm telling you, it won't be long. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we could be gone. We gon' be gone, so who's on the lower side? I better witness where they gone, off that holder where they gone, off that holder where they cleanse by the 5-5. No doubt that I'm sold out, there's been a change on the inside.
Ain't no more playing around,
ain't no more playing around,
something
for your mind.
Ain't no more playing around,
ain't no more playing around,
I'm telling you, God is on your side.
Ain't no more playing around, man, I gotta live.
God bless and thanks for listening to Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. Listen every night as we live stream on www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. Or call in live 858-357-9137. Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. Leaving a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.